The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Hello and good morning. Welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. I'm Steven Serta. Let's get you caught up around the league on Tuesday, November 30th. NFL Daily Kickoff is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The 3-7 Seattle Seahawks travel to Washington to take on the 4-6 football team on Monday Night Football, and Washington got a boost ahead of the game as they activated tight end Logan Thomas, making his long-awaited return from injured reserve. They also had wide receiver Curtis Samuel available, who's been dealing with multiple injuries all throughout the season. Pretty boring first half in this one, but we jumped to just under a minute before the half. A J.D. McKissick 10-yard touchdown run had Washington set to take a 10-7 lead into the halftime. That's until this play.
Third overall. It's blocked. Rasheem Green able to pick it up for Seattle. And he's got a path. He's got blockers all the way. How about that turn of events?
Seattle's big man, Rasheem Green, blocked the PAT and took it to the house for a safety. All of a sudden, this game's tied 9-9 at the break. J.D. McKissick was having himself a night, scoring 2 touchdowns, but unfortunately had to be carted off the field late in the fourth quarter. Have more updates on that later in the day. Washington took a risk late in the game, going for it on fourth and goal, and it looked like it was good for a Logan Thomas touchdown to put the game out of reach. They didn't kick the field goal because kicker Joey Sly got injured on that blocked PAT. He left the game with a hamstring injury. Unfortunately, the touchdown was overturned. Seahawks take over. Russell Wilson leads them down the field where he hits Freddie Swaim over the middle for a 32-yard touchdown. Seahawks go for 2 to tie it, but Russell Wilson's picked off in the end zone by Kendall Fuller. 15 seconds left on the clock. Seahawks going for the onside kick, and they get it. Oh no, they got flagged for illegal formation. They've got to line up and go for it again. They don't come up with the second onside attempt. Game over. Washington wins its third in a row. Final score 17-15. They head to Vegas next week. Seattle losers of 3 in a row. They have the Niners come to town. Tons of injury news across the league to get you caught up on. That's going to have some serious impact as we move forward throughout the rest of the NFL season. But we start with the Dallas Cowboys, who are kind of going through a pretty serious battle with COVID right now, as it was confirmed on Monday morning. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy is out for Thursday night's game against the Saints due to a positive COVID test. There's at least 8 coaches / players currently in the COVID protocols for the Dallas Cowboys. They released a statement that read, Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy has been entered into the NFL's COVID protocols this morning. Although he will not be on the field for the Saints game, McCarthy will continue to direct and be involved in all meetings and game preparations on a virtual basis for the remainder of the week, including Thursday's meetings in New Orleans. They also lost defensive tackle Tristan Hill. He's being suspended 2 games by the NFL for throwing a punch at Vegas guard John Simpson after Thursday's Thanksgiving Day game. Cowboys also not the only team in the NFL dealing with COVID-19 issues, as a total of 9 players were added to the list on Monday, all due to a positive test. Those include names such as Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt, Vikings cornerback Patrick Peterson, and Titans safety Kevin Byard. Fresh off that inexplicable contract for backup quarterback slash special teams weapon Taysom Hill, it seems like the Saints are actually poised to make a quarterback change after Trevor Siemian's struggling play. Taysom Hill is reportedly taking the first team reps in practice this week in preparation for Thursday's contest against the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni confirmed on Monday that quarterback Jalen Hurts is dealing with a sore ankle, and the team will provide more information later in the week. Eagles have the Jets this week, and then they've got a bye week. Carolina Panthers dealing with a bit of bad news as well, as running back Christian McCaffrey was placed on IR. He is out for the remainder of the season with an ankle injury. It's McCaffrey's second stint on IR this season, meaning he is automatically done for the year. The Panthers deemed that the ankle injury was serious enough, it was likely to hold him out the remainder of the year anyway. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers does not plan to have surgery on that now infamous toe. The hope is that during the Packers bye week, it will be able to heal and improve and will not hinder his performance moving forward the rest of the season. On Monday, tests confirmed that Browns standout offensive tackle Jack Conklin, who left the game on Sunday Night Football against the Ravens, tore his patella tendon and will miss the remainder of the season. 49ers wide receiver slash running back, I suppose, Deebo Samuel, who is having an absolutely stellar season, total breakout monster campaign for Samuel, did have an MRI on his groin on Monday. He did leave the game on Sunday and did not return after injuring it. He's expected to miss a little bit of time, but the Niners say it's not considered a major injury. Now, we don't know if we can say the same for Vikings running back Dalvin Cook, who tore his labrum while dislocating his shoulder in Sunday's game. The hope is that it will be similar to his 2019 campaign, where the team let Cook rest in hopes that he was available for a potential playoff run. Jaguars tight end Dan Arnold suffered a grade 2 MCL sprain that's going to knock him out 4 to 6 weeks. Based on the calendar and the fact that the Jacksonville Jaguars have one of the worst records in the NFL, it is absolutely possible that Dan Arnold is done for the season. Bucks linebacker Devin White, who's dealing with a hip injury, is expected to be limited on Wednesday and Thursday this week in practice to try to get healthy. He came back in on Sunday's contest after leaving the game with the injury and was able to finish, but clearly just was not himself to finish out that football game. The Los Angeles Rams, now losers of 3 in a row, are dealing with some injuries of their own, as quarterback Matthew Stafford, who was having an MVP caliber season early on, is dealing with an ankle, elbow, and chronic back injuries at the moment. It's not expected to sideline Stafford as he continues to fight through all of it, but it's worth noting that the star quarterback is dealing with several injuries for the Rams moving forward. That's all I got for you on Tuesday, November 30th, in this edition of the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff. Make sure to subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. It's available for you on all major podcast platforms. And while you're there, we ask that you please leave a kind rating and review. Stay tuned later today. It's the Oddcast with BLG and Rob Stats-Guerrera as they give you the only 100% accurate power rankings in a weird NFL season where none of us really know who the best teams are. I'm Steven Serta. I'll talk to you guys soon.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.